This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Wherever you are, do it again and again and again. Rest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Father, thank you, Lord, for understanding. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Lord, we thank you for this second half, 2023. We thank you for the beginning of Recharge Conference 2023. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ, head of the church, that I declare Recharge Conference 2023 open. Open to transformation. Open to unforgettable experiences. Open to become a reference point in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, over to you from now. Take us through a marvelous week, the kind we have never experienced before. We subdue every satanic agenda now in the name of Jesus Christ. By the end of the year, when we look back, it will be celebration galore. Father, it will be jubilation galore. Thank you, Father. We give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. If you are glad, say a louder amen. Please put your hands together for Jesus. Do it louder, do it louder. Amen. Once again, I want to welcome everybody all over the world to Recharge Conference 2023. And I want to say that our God is a covenant keeping God. We'll be exploring a lot about God's covenant, and I believe that it will show up in our lives like we have never experienced before. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You can go around and greet people again. Just do your best this morning. Shake their hands, smile. Welcome to the second half. Welcome to the second half. Smile. You may please have your seat. Today we begin a journey that we will not forget in a hurry. What a way to start with thanksgiving and just praising God and celebrating His faithfulness. I learned many years ago, you are not ready for the next thing until you are grateful for what you already have. And today we are starting off the second half by saying, Lord, we are grateful. We are super, super grateful for providing, for preserving, for helping us to see another half. I got this testimony some days ago, and I think I just want to read it out, and then we'll get into God's word. But if there's anything I want to encourage everybody to do today, is to spend time in quality praises. Not just doing it as a tradition, but doing it with understanding. He says, my daddy, good day, sir. I ask for your permission, sir, to share my testimony and give you an update on my dad's health. You recall around this time last year, when we came to your office in tears about our dad's diagnosis on prostate cancer, and how we were told by the doctors that it has spread to his lungs and had a few months to live. You encouraged and prayed with us, asking God for his mercy and for borrowed years added to him, and that the surgery will be successful. From then, we were engaging in prayers on our service platforms and units, even among the leaders in the church. And every time we give seeds in church, especially towards Recharge Conference, And at other times, we attached our seeds as a point of contact to our dad's healing. We kept receiving every prophetic words of healing in faith from the altar in all our services and taking the communion on our dad's behalf. Few weeks after the surgery, in August last year, my dad's body started repairing just as you prophesied. The severe coughing stopped. The severe waist pain and frequent feeling and difficulty with passing out urine and feces stopped. That's a major one, if you understand. The waist pain, the frequency of frequent feeling and difficulty with passing out urine and feces stopped. The weight loss also stopped. He started gaining his lost weight back. And his visage looked like someone that has been fully healed. Fast forward to this year, month of May, when we went to do the test to check the result of the surgery and medications given so far. To the glory of Almighty, the first biopsy test that showed his PSA, prostate specific antigen, which had risen to 180 ng/mL, had drastically dropped to 36 ng/mL. Today, my dad is healthier and far better than he was last year. I also want to thank God for always supplying the bills and not causing us to run helter-skelter for funds for his treatment. I pray that sickness or disease will not eat your resources the second half of this year. He said, I'm eternally grateful to God for the covenant of protection and peace that we have experienced as a family countless times since we came under your shepherdhood and joined this great GIC family and commission. Thank you so much, sir, and our dearest pastors for yielding to God's call. Thank you for the love and sacrifices. God of our father Abraham, can only bless you with incredible blessings, uphold you with mighty hands, and preserve you, the children and entire family. May your deepest desires find speedy answers this season, in Jesus' mighty name. Your daughter, and then she put her name. God will perfect the healing of that man. And the family will keep celebrating in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Psalms 89. Psalms 89 verse 34. Our God is a covenant keeping God. And God's covenant is our escape route this season. All over the world, not just in Nigeria. All over the world, God's covenant is our escape. Psalms 89 verse 34, my covenant will I not break. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. It is clear from that verse that God's covenant is revealed in his word. It is the word of God that reveals his covenant to you and I. And as we begin the recharge conference today, I want everyone to watch out for revelation of his word. Understanding the word is understanding the covenant. Understanding the covenant will help us experience manifestation of the covenant. He says, my covenant I will not break nor alter the word. That means my word to you expresses my covenant with mankind. We have a covenant keeping God. But if you don't understand the word, you will not understand the covenant. And if you don't understand the covenant, you cannot experience the best of the covenant. Ephesians 2 verse 11. Ephesians 2 verse 11. So we are majoring on the word during this recharge conference. And amazingly, God has ordained powerful sessions. Today we are going to be hearing the word. Of course, we spend more time in praising God. Tomorrow evening, we're going to be having the word, my opening session. I'll be sharing a very special message at the opening session tomorrow evening. Tomorrow Monday is 5:30 p.m. only. It's recharge worship. And I think from the lessons of today, you will understand why you have to be at the recharge worship. Every time we activate worship and praises, signs and wonders begin to multiply. Ephesians 2 verse 11. Therefore remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands. Verse 12. Now look at this. That at that time, that is when you don't know Jesus, when you didn't know Jesus, at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. Somebody say covenants of promise. Are you here this morning? Say covenants of promise. Having no hope and without God in the world. There are various covenants in the word. And in the various sessions, we'll be looking at the various covenants as much as we can explore. Covenant of protection, covenant of victory, covenant of perpetual breakthroughs. There are many covenants, covenants of fruitfulness. Every time you are studying God's word, you will see those covenants. He said, at that time, when you are without Christ, you are strangers from the covenants of promise. That's plural. Covenants, various covenants. And, you know, when you don't understand that, you can't manifest them. Having no hope and without God. So when you are in Christ, you are not hopeless. Glory to God. Now that we have the covenant, we are full of hope. And then God is on our side. Glory to God. I want to encourage everyone to allow the word of God to penetrate you throughout this conference. It will make a difference in your life, in all the sessions. The morning sessions will start on Tuesday, 9 to like 12 noon, 2-3 powerful sessions. They are inoculating word sessions that will help you understand the covenant and grow. Daniel 11:32, especially part B, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they will carry out great exploits. They will do exploits. If you want to do exploits the second half of the year, you have to know God more. I know you know God to a measure, but there is a deeper realm. There are deeper waters that the Holy Spirit will be taking us through the second half of the year as we learn and understand who He is. Knowing Him makes all the difference. So for the brief moment in this service, I want to just share a bit about the covenant of praise. Covenant of praise. There is power in praising God. When I was getting into the year 2023, I was in a 3-day fast, day and night. Was lodged somewhere. And I'd done so many things, you know. And at the end of the fast, the Lord began to open my eyes and see that many of the things you are looking for, you will only take delivery of them as much as you can praise me. And he said to me, I want you to praise me throughout the year 2023. And you will see my hand. So from January, in my private moments, I've been spending time just praising him. Just celebrating him. I've done much more praising him this year than praying. 98% of my time has been focused on praising him. Just celebrating him for what he has done. And then advance praise for what he has promised you. Praising him and dancing. And every time I praise him, every time I celebrate him, something will always happen. Something significant. Virtually every day, a call will come in. This has happened. This document has come in. Every time. And I want you to possess the same attitude for the second half of the year. Look at Philippians 4:6, for instance. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Can we read it together? Are you ready? 1, 2, go. Yes, but in what? By what? With With, that means whatever prayers, whatever supplication, if it doesn't end with thanksgiving, you will never see answers. Oh, you are anxious. Oh, you are worried. And then you are praying, Lord, do this. Lord, do that. But when you are closing that prayer, there has to be genuine thanksgiving that God, I know you can do this. I know you have done this. And then you begin to celebrate him. That is when the peace of God will land in your life. Mark 11:24. So you see that even with prayers, even with intercessions, there has to be thanksgiving. Now look at this verse. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you what? Ask. That's in prayers. When you pray, believe that you what? And then what will happen? How many level of receiving do we have here? How many? If you're very mathematical. How many? How many? What's the first level? Now, therefore I said to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. So, if I say, Pastor Binga, I will give you $1,000 tomorrow morning for your son's school fees. I'm just preaching. I'm not because it's saying amen already now. So I'll give you $1,000tomorrow morning for your children's school fees. You know. Now, if you believe I have the capacity, what will you say next? What will you say next? It's spontaneous, right? But if you are doubting, what will you be saying? Are you sure? Or you'll be asking again. But when if he believes that I have the capacity, oh, pastor can do it. Pastor has done it for many people in that sense. So you begin to say, thanks, thank you. Have you gotten the money? No. Now, when Monday now comes and I give you the physical cash, what do you now say again? Now, you never experience that second Thanksgiving if you don't do this first Thanksgiving. That's why people miss it. They are waiting for that physical manifestation before they thank God. It means you've not received it. So the receiving is delayed. Mark 11:24. And that's why you must concentrate on the word this season. Because the word of God will help you agree that God is able to do it. If you agree, he knows that I have the capacity to do it. So, in fact, what happens is that you start celebrating. And then something can even happen. Do you know he can start telling his wife, praise God. Pastor said he will give us money tomorrow. For our children's school. You start telling people, he hasn't gotten the physical money. He's already rejoicing and telling people that, I got this, because he has received it. So there has to be the first level thanksgiving before the second level, and that's the covenant of praise. The moment God hasn't received that first one, he knows you've not received it. He knows that you don't really believe him. So we thank him in faith, and then we thank him when we receive it in reality. Let's go to John, the book of John, verse 5. And I want to just, I think I shared this some weeks ago in church. It's still under that same covenant of praise. John 6, verse 5. Now this turned my life around, and I want to hand over this to us, and I will pray in will praise in this first service. John 6:5. If you are here, say amen. If you're sleeping, say amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, who did he speak to? I also follow each other, right? Where shall we what? that this may eat. But this is said to what? For he himself knew. That means what will happen, the step to take for the miracle to happen has been decided in his heart to feed them. But he himself knew what he will do. Verse 7. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. That verse means more than 6 months' wages is not even enough to make them have a little bite. That means we need over 6 months' money, salary, to even give them a little bite, not to fill them. Verse 8. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, verse 9, there is a lad here who has how many what? 5 barley loaves and 2. But what are they amongst many? What do they have? Speak it louder. And what? Tell your neighbor you have something. Tell your neighbor you have something. The covenant of praise translates that something into plenty things. You have something. But the disciple says, what are they among so many? The challenge is that something that people have, they don't like it. They despise it. They believe it's not okay. All in the name of, I want something better. I want something greater. But what they have, the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, is nothing to them. And yet they are asking God, give me greater things. Now I'm saying to everyone over the world today, that greater thing you are looking for will never happen until you accept the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish that you have. When our church started 20 years plus ago, we started in Itri, and then we moved to a particular place in Alaji Masha Surulere. I remember I will look at the car park and only one car will be there. So I'll be telling myself inside, these members are not our real members. Our real members are coming. These ones are not the real people. God showed me in a revelation. How can the car park be empty? So these people that are sitting here, they don't have cars. So in my mind, the real people with cars, they are coming. This one are just marking time. One day the Holy Spirit now said, look, these are the real people. If you don't accept them, your ministry will never change. He said the car, the jeeps, all those things is inside them. As you minister and as you bless them, the cars will come. The monies will come. The glory will come. That means you have to accept them as your 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And then I will multiply them. So I started blessing them. I started ministering to them. And then one day, I'd even forgotten. My elder brother lives outside the country. He called me one day. He said, somebody in Surulere called him and said, your brother's church is causing traffic on Alaji Masha. And I remembered there was no car in the car park. Now we are causing traffic. If you don't like who you are, you will never make progress with God. Why should I be black? My destiny would be better if I was yellow. I need you to know where breakthroughs come from with the covenant of praise. Everything you have, your wife, your children, your nation, is your five loaves of bread. That's why it's like that anyway. If you have not received it, you will lose it. Look at the next verse. I had to receive the church, even this good land. I had to receive it. Do you know, let me speak. I told my wife one day, you know, I said, do you know I had problems with the word Owuru-Nsoke? I'm just telling you. Owuru-Nsoke. Father. Owuru. I wasn't bold to tell people, say, we have moved from Surulere. Where? Owuru. Owuru. So without using Ogudu, we try to move away from. And then they now brought one paper one day from government that said it is Owuru Shoki area mainly. And God said, if you don't accept it, you won't settle here. There are many five loaves of bread and two fish in our lives that we are stuck with. You don't like it. You don't even like your nose. I wish it was longer. You don't like. Many are not prospering in Nigeria because you don't really like the country. You don't prosper that way. And somebody travels from outside and likes your country and prospers. Then Jesus said, make the people do what? Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, number of 5,000. Next verse, 11. And Jesus did what? Have you taken it? Do you like your neighbor's children more than your children? See, that my neighbor's child is more intelligent. He's a real child. My own child, I don't know what's wrong with her head. That child might not prosper easily in your hands. He took it. Not that, many of us in our mind, we throw it away. You are not grateful for it. He took 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 it. And then when he had what? So it's not just accepting, but accepting with gratitude. It's not where you're supposed to be, but you have to begin there. And then as you are thanking him, it multiplies. Accept. Accept. Be grateful. Hi. No wonder he says, in everything, give thanks. I thank you, Lord, for my wife. It's my wife. Thank you, Lord, for my husband. Thank you, Lord, for my nation. I love my nation. I love Nigeria. Visit other places. I can't stay there. The only reason I will stay there is if God sends me there. But he has not sent me there. I'm here. And I told them, I was in, Canada some weeks ago. I told them, your country can be boring. Dry. Everybody, they don't greet each other by themselves. I said, I miss Niger. Yeah, we fight. We settle. We shout. In the Western world, you know you cannot horn. It's not right in that sense, like horning and be disturbing. No. But here we make music with it. Have you noticed? Now I'm saying this because Thanksgiving is an attitude. You got to like the five loaves of bread and two fish. I pray what I'm saying enters your spirit. I know God has promised you a mansion. But that one room you are living, your murmuring and complaining is the reason why you've not been able to pay the next rent. You will stay there if you're not careful. You go there today and rejoice. For this one room, at least I'm not staying under the bridge. And Lord, I know this is not my end. You are grateful. It's an attitude. I know the job you attend or you go to every Monday is not the best job you might really want. But somewhere in your mind, it's a mind thing or heart. I'm more qualified than this place, if not for condition of this government. And you get to the office, you are reacting. It will affect your career progress in God. I don't envy any other discipline. I'm a pastor. That's my calling. Thank God for engineers. Thank God for artificial intelligence agencies. Thank God for insurance brokers. I am proud to be a pastor. I don't hide out. When they ask me, clergy. I don't change it to motivational explorator. Or, you now be talking as though you don't like what you are doing. Praise the Lord. Are you grateful this morning? Is that gratitude? And that 5 loaves of bread multiplied so much, guess what happened? They had overflow. And the Holy Spirit said, can you just take it as it is? He himself knew what he will do. Okay, what did he do? He took and gave thanks and distributed. Say, can you just follow it and see what I will do with your life? See what God has done in our ministry. It's still the same covenant of praise. Thanking him from the beginning. For every first Sunday like this, we're always praising him. If anything has gone wrong, it's the reason why others didn't go wrong. We'll always be grateful. I'm praiseful. I thank God for the children he has blessed me with. We have 4 daughters. I cannot be praying to God and tell Lord, why did you give me 4 daughters? Why 4, self? Why 4? Can't you do 2 men, 2 women? No. I must celebrate that. There's a prophet in the Bible that had 4. What's his name? It's Philip. 4 daughters. And they were all prophets. They were all prophets. Somebody say, his daughters will take care of their father. No, it is your seed that will take care of you in your future. All those stories. It is your what? If you don't sow the right seed now, whether you have son or daughter, you will suffer. But if you sow the right seeds now, even if your own children neglect you, God will raise other children. It's your seed that determines your future. It's not the children. Don't turn your children to retirement package. It's your own seed that will determine your future. So, and thank God for our children. All our seed shall be mighty on them, whether it is male or female. I love them. Stop crying over what God has not given you. Start celebrating what you have. And then he will give you the things you didn't even expect. Glory to God. Thank God for your height. If you are short, celebrate it. Say low and be with you always. Low. Amen. Okay, can I say to you, are you grateful you're a Nigerian today? Uh-huh. Instead of reacting, you don't have passport, you don't have visa. I hate this country. I hate the country. You know, you're undoing your own self. I wish I studied sociology in school. You did Yoruba engineering, so what do you want to do now? These are things that the devil used to steal people's time. You have passed the school. I wish I did. What will you do? No, you have to now celebrate the one you did. Camp around it. God will now decorate it. Do you understand? Beautify it. But you have to, we go from glory to so you have to make what you have glorious. That's your room. Put it properly. Kitchen. I know as a woman, you want a kitchen that is like a palace. But that one that you have now, go and treat it well. Clean it up. Come on. Celebrate what you have. And then God will keep increasing you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we praise God today and tomorrow evening, this second half will be laden with overflow. Amen. Overflow of jobs. Amen. Pastor, you know what I'm saying? That job that you seem not to like, you not get back on Monday and be doing it like it's your best job. You are so carried away doing it. And then one day, an email will come of another job. A better one. A bigger one. Oh, okay. Thanksgiving creates multiplication. When I'm praising God over the good land here,
I go around. Thank you for every part of this land. Thank you for giving us this land. We are grateful. Thank you. Thank you for our pastors. And I begin to mention their names. Mention their names. Mention their names. Everything I have, I said, Lord, it's my 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And I'm grateful to you for it. And I know you will multiply leadership. You will multiply land. You will multiply properties. You will multiply members. Thank you for what you have given us. And you mean it from your heart. You mean it from your heart. One day I told my pastor that I didn't like the finances of the church, the way it's going. I said, we have done this, we have done that. I tried to tell him everything we have done so that maybe they can give us money. And I said, we will say everything like you have done everything. After I said, he just looked at me and he said, then go and be giving thanks. I looked at his office like this, like, is that the answer to all these things I described? He said, go and be giving thanks. But I've learned to obey. And ladies and gentlemen, that month, I just went back, thank you, Lord, for our resources. And it began to multiply. It began to increase. So we have some time to praise God this morning. You will be listing things out. Your parents, if they are still alive. Your health. Your spouse. Anything you thank God for gets better in your hands. I thank God for Nigeria. I will prosper in it. Are we ready? Are we ready to thank God? Please rise up on your feet, everyone. We're going to spend some moment first to be saying it. Get on the keyboard, just... You know, our children will teach us, my head, my shoulders, my knee, my toes, my head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes. My head, my shoulders, my knee, they all belong. Sickness will not ravage your second half. Don't take God for granted. Don't ever be used to something. And that's how it is. And that's how managers are paid. That's how anybody of my qualification. That is how. There are many people that have more than that. They have other issues that even tampers with everything. I'm grateful. It takes humility to be grateful. Begin to lift your voices and begin to thank Him. Everywhere in Surulere, Lekki, all over the world. Thank Him. Mention your name. Anything you can remember. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Give Him thanks. Let it ascend to heaven as a sweet fragrance this morning. Thank you for life. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. If you have lost anything, He's the reason you've not lost everything. I want you to celebrate God. Stop looking at your losses. Thank Him for that 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Manketo sa kelananto sta vene kosa la prade casa bakara koto kprakata kasakata. Oh, your mercy never fail me all my day. From the moment I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, all of my life you have been faithful.
of pain, every area of insufficiency. I want you this second half to concentrate on praising God over that matter. Thank you for marital settlement. And you will see wonders. Thank you, Lord, for new jobs and admissions. Every area that you're experiencing pain as I speak, you're experiencing pain. You've been crying and reacting. Sweet. And thank him for healing. Thank you for healing my liver. Thank you for healing my lungs. Thank you for rescuing me from this crisis. Every area of pain, every area of challenge, switch over to praises. And then you will see the hand of God in manifestation. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you were close like no other. And I've known you as a father. Father, we are grateful for 2023. We are grateful for the second half of 2023. We thank you for a second half that is more glorious than the first half. We thank you for overflow. Overflow of joy. Overflow of strength. Overflow of influence. Overflow of impact. We give you the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Please put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. We're going to have our givings now, right? Then we have a session of praise extended, right? So I want Praise Gang to really be ready to lead us in that. When it's after the offerings, we're going to just rise up and praise. Do it with this same spirit of gratitude. And then we'll see how close in this first service. God bless you. Let's have our seats.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we give God praise this wonderful morning for that amazing word session? Father, we thank you. We glorify your holy name. It's always a refreshing moment coming to the house of God to be reminded for the grace and the attitude of thanksgiving. If you have lost anything, God is the reason why you have not lost everything. Do I have people who agree to hear this morning? If you are grateful, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think it's the right moment for us to show our gratitude and our faithfulness and thankfulness to God this morning. Kindly indicate to the ushers if you want envelope for our giving this morning, while media also will help us with the various transfer media bank information on the various screens. If you are issuing a check this morning, kindly issue in the name of Global Impact Church and also indicate your category of giving, be it tithe, offering, and thanksgiving, club tier. Our recharge offerings this wonderful morning, indicate there clearly, club 58C, the building fund, media partnership, transport club, and every other category. It's also our media thanksgiving as well, which we'll be taking later on. Once again, if I issue a check, issue in the name of Global Impact Church and indicate your category of giving. There as well, media will be displaying the various account information, Cash App. If you want to also use our POS points, it's also available at the info desk at the back. That can be utilized towards the end of the service or after as well. Once we are done doing our transfers or packaging our seeds, can we lift up our seed and give God praise and give God thanks for his goodness and his mercy and say, Father, thank you. We have no words this morning, but just say thank you. For every 5 loaves and 2 fishes in our life, in our health, in our finances, in our family, in every area of our life, thank you, Lord, for the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. We are grateful. We are thankful. Let every area of our life be a point of contact for overflow in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your abundant mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your guidance. Thank you, Lord, for this mid-year thanksgiving. As we praise you this morning, let our praise be as offering to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the glory and we give you the praise. For in Jesus' mighty name we've prayed.
Hallelujah. Come on, son of Ruby Red. Hey, just danced this morning. Hey, are there grateful hearts in church this morning? You need to loosen up and dance away.
We are not done yet. If you are thankful this morning, once again, praise the Lord. As a ministry, we are thankful to God. Let everything that has bread indeed praise the Lord. And as Global Impact Ministries, we are grateful to God for His works and the manifestation in our lives. According to the order of Amos 9:13, in the name of Jesus, we are all having our Thanksgiving today for our mid-year service. So it's not just the July celebrants alone. We are all giving thanks this morning. And I thought we want to totally invite all the July celebrants. If the month of July is your birthday celebration, your married anniversary, or you're a newlywed, a new job, a new asset, or whatever blessing God has blessed you, please dance out and give God thanks and praise as TPG continues to give us praise this wonderful morning. Again, if you are a July celebrant and the month of July is your birthday month, your marriage anniversary, you are newlywed, thank God for a new job, a new asset procurement, or whatever blessing that God has given you this wonderful year till date. And even from now to December, please dance out at Praise Gangs continues with our praise this morning.
I come before you today, ooh, and there's just one thing that I have to say.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord,
for all you've given to me. Ooh, all the blessings that.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey.
Father, thank you for every July celebrant represented in this service, both adult and children. I proclaim priestly blessings on them. The next 1 year will be far more glorious than the past year, in the name of Jesus Christ. I release angels to go ahead of you, making every crooked path straight. Your path will keep shining by the mercy of God. You shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every wedding anniversary here today, I ask for your hand of new wine to rest upon those homes in the name of Jesus Christ. They will not be torn apart. You will heal marriages. You will strengthen unions. In the name of Jesus Christ. And all our children born in July, your glory rest on them. Your favor rest on them. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I proclaim over this great assembly that July is open to overflow. Much more than enough. For everything we have sought you for, we thank you for overflow in the name of Jesus Christ. Overflow of healings. Overflow of finances. Overflow of opportunities. Overflow of souls to be won for you. Overflow, overflow, overflow. Sickness or disease will not tamper with our finances. This month is open to total health, total protection, total preservation, total favor. We give you thanks and praises in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give our thanksgiving offerings even as we dance back to our seats. And everyone should keep dancing. We're all celebrating the second half of the year.
You are good, you are good, you are good, Jesus, every day, every hour, you are good, Jesus, every moment. dance to this song. I don't want you to watch me, watch us TPT as we do this dance to this song. Are you ready? We're gonna be turning around. Are you ready? Hey, you are good. Everybody say you are good. You are good. You are good. Jesus.
Together again, nobody will stop your celebration. You may please have your seat. I'm struggling with this, but I gotta do it. All eyes closed briefly, just keyboard on. All eyes closed. If you came to this first service and while I was preaching, you know you needed to rededicate your life to Jesus or surrender your life to Him for the very first time, the Holy Spirit is nudging my hand. I need to pray with you. In fact, that's like the main reason God brought you. If you're here and in that kind of category, I want to pray with you. You can't start the second half like that. Stop gisting. Everybody should concentrate, please. Stop gisting. Please. Thank you, Lord. If you're here and you want to rededicate your life or surrender for the first time, just put one hand up. I will pray with you where you are. God bless you. I see your hand. God brought you here for your purpose. The Holy Ghost kept telling me there's some people here that wants to do that. Ushers, let's just take note. If you're, God bless. Just if you're online, just send a wave and be bold. But you can type it out. I want to dedicate my life to Jesus. I want to surrender for the very first time. Thank you, Jesus. If you're joining them, just put one hand up and then the other hand on your chest and begin to pray and say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I give it all to you. Everything. Wash me by your precious blood. Turn my life around. Use me for your glory. Thank you, Father, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let me pray with you. Father, thank you for these precious ones on site, online. The power of hell and darkness is broken off their lives. They have a brand new life. Holy Spirit, quicken the life of God inside them. Change them forever. Thank you for rescuing them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our ushers will give you a slip as you get seated. Let's ensure we provide writing materials for them and let them fill it up. If you're online, our team will chat you up. We'd love to have your details so that you can we can reach out to you and you can grow from this point. God bless you. Let's ensure we get those writing materials to them. Let them fill it up. If you have to assist them, let's assist them in filling those stuff. Welcome to God's family.
Welcome to God's covenant. Hallelujah. 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 Let's have some of this information as we close. I want to encourage everybody to, you know, the church conference has started, but the momentum we keep building, we should keep posting and sharing the e-flyers, the links. Sometimes when you're in service, just take a moment as we start, look out for the link, let it pop up, especially with the video or the picture, and then you share it, you know, on Instagram. Let people just join in from all over the world, you know, on various platforms. And then we must remember, for those of us that are members of this church, we are the hosts. Let's ensure that we receive people and serve people. We show love, we show care, we show hospitality to people as they show up, especially from tomorrow evening, 5:30. Be a part of the publicity. Don't forget, we are doing the church dance invite, where you do some dance. You can even do it today as you are, as we close the service, and then you record it and tell people, I'm already there, you know. I'm inviting you to recharge conference. Okay, thank you. And then we're all registering for recharge conference. Let's not forget, we're registering. The links will be out. I think we can have the links. The links are where, I think, on the QR code in front of you. You can register out there, or when you come tomorrow, you see the various stands. You can register. Most of us are tech savvy. You can use the QR code in front of you on your seat. The seat in front, if you can do that, or tomorrow you want to do that when you come. But everybody should register. It's free, but we ought to all register, please. Let's not forget, Monday is 5:30 p.m. recharge worship. Of course, I'm going to have my first session tomorrow. Powerful session, trusting God for that. And then we have worship. Neon will be joining us and other artists as we worship God massively tomorrow. And I'm going to have an opening ceremony of recharge tomorrow also. Our creative team are also ready for that. Let's create a buzz for recharge conference 2023. The main hashtags for the conference is recharge conference 2023 or recharge 2023, not RC 2023. We want to make people understand what we're, I mean, RC can be anything anyway. It can be Radio Corporation. It can be anything. So the hashtag we want to use is recharge conference 2023 or recharge 2023. That's important. So anything you are posting about recharge, use that hashtag. That helps us better. And then we have transport system to help for the conference from various parts of Lagos, Bagada, New Garage, Arjolad, Oworo, Kawash, Olopumeji, Ogudu, Alakpere, Tolge, Secretariat, Baga, Ikorodu, Unilag, Akoka, Surulere. Let's watch out for those areas, especially for the evening session. Those buses will take people to those locations. So in case you are coming from the office or anywhere, you cannot go with those buses home easily in the evening. The morning session is 9 a.m. Afternoon, we have prayer fire. That's from Tuesday, 1 p.m., 1:30 p.m. And then the evening session is 5:30 p.m. Everybody should get set for that. If this is your first time of joining us in this church, can you just wave your hands? Let's see you. If you're here for the first service, this is your first time, let's celebrate them. Oh, I think our pastors will see how we can handle the various groupings. This is Global Impact Church. Our team will give you a little pack thereabout. Welcome to Global Impact Ministries. We are sent to help you achieve greatness. And we believe that this is the least you will ever be. And you are here for the church conference, perhaps. Join us throughout the conference. And we'd love you to be a part of this great church. Come with your friends and family when you are coming next. Let's put our hands together for them. Ensure that you feel the card in the park. Is there a card with them now? Or you know what? Can we rise up on our feet? I want to pray for us. If this is your first time, rise up on your feet, please. Please come, Pastor. Come and address them. Get the microphone. Get the microphone.
Hallelujah. If you are here for the first time, just bow your heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for bringing your people. Lord, we ask you, God, as they are stepping here, the grace of this house, begin to manifest in their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, the transformation that you have been doing, Lord, let it be evident in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please, if you are here for the very first time, we have a reception for you at the back, at the guest lounge. Please kindly take your belongings. The ushers, they're waiting at the house. They will take you to the guest lounge. Thank you very much for coming. God bless you. Welcome to family.
Let's encourage them as they go to the lounge at the back. This is their first time. Amen. Let's have the confession on the screen as we close in this service. And then we'll start the next service in a couple of minutes. Now, this is a confession we take in our church at the end of the service, mostly Sundays. We believe what you say is what is created in your life. So let's get ready as we do that this morning. Are you set? Rise up on your feet as we close in this service. I hear me, David. Please, you are putting your own name there in case it's your first time. If you confess for me, it's okay. I hear me, David. I'm born of God, filled with the Holy Spirit and a partaker of the blessing of Abraham. I'm driven by the love of God and the knowledge in His word. Therefore, I have a sound mind. I'm filled with God's wisdom. I'm an honest, responsible, and organized, a committed individual whose priorities are firmly in place. I'm a focused, disciplined, selfless, enthusiastic, covenant-thinking, decisive extra miler who is a competent, energetic, self-study team player. I'm committed to developing all these amazing qualities in my personal and family life. I'm destined for greatness, therefore I think greatness, and I achieve greatness. I am blessed to be. I am blessed to be a blessing. So shall it be in Jesus' name. God bless you. The next service starts in a couple of minutes. If you are in for the second service, let's settle in.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.